All right. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is proudly sponsored by DraftKings, and football is back. And to celebrate week two, DraftKings is hosting another free fantasy contest. This weekend, another $100,000 in total prizes is up for grabs, and there is no deposit required. You heard that right, nothing. So put your fantasy knowledge to the test. Free, okay? And you could win your share of 100 grand this weekend at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com is the destination for week one fantasy. DraftKings.com is the destination, okay, for fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Renew old rivalries. Yo, I want to have podcast matchups. Other podcasts, the Barstool Sports guys. You want to dance with the dingo? I think the best of I Am Rappaport dudes could go up against the best of your Barstool Sports dudes. And we take it into the daily fantasy football world. Mano y mano, the real thing in fantasy football. All right, whether you're a one-week fantasy rookie or a grizzled vet like myself, DraftKings offers fun, free contests all season long. Go to DraftKings.com, use the promo code Rappaport, and play for free this weekend for $100,000. The contest is free, no deposit required, so there's no reason not to play. Okay? Use the promo code Rappaport for free for your share of 100 grand this weekend, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. See the website for details. And for you people out there that want to dance, for you people that want to step into the monkey cage with me, the Gringo Mandingo, you really want to do it? Okay. Well, I'm here. Go to www.draftkings.com/ I Am Rappaport. That's www.draftkings.com/ I Am Rappaport. It could really be / come dance with the dingo. But to keep things simple, it's / I Am Rappaport. We got a new page on DraftKings, okay? They're sculpting it just for us, okay? Multiple tournaments, multiple contests, head-to-head, okay? Head-to-head with me, Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. We could go head-to-head, no Bruno, okay? We got leaderboards. It's going to be dope. It's going to be epic, all right? All weekend long, all season long. Anybody that thinks they can beat me, I'll be there. I took some wins this weekend. I took some losses this weekend. All right? We're going to shout out all the winners, all the losers. I'm naming names. All right? Okay? I'm going to even try to get some of the winners on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You could talk greasy to me. You could talk trash to me. But I'm going to also get some of the losers on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I love the I Am Rappaport League. Okay? Chicago Rapper Pack, you took a loss this weekend. You fought hard. You fought valiantly. My man, Mr. Morris, I love you. Yo, Mr. Morris is the frontline defense of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You took an L. And all the other players who played against me, yo, keep coming back from where it was fun. We're trying to set up a place where we could talk crap live. Face to face. Well, not really face to face because, you know, it's going to be on computer. I love you guys, but I can't trash talk 1,300 people. I was playing. It was me versus 1,300 people. I can't trash talk to all of you. As much as I love it and as good as I am at talking shit, I can't take on 1,300 people. I'll get laryngitis. I'll catch a heart attack. You want me to catch a heart attack? I'll need a fantasy football IV if I do that. All right? But I'm having fun, and we got a lot of mo. We got a lot more fantasy in the tank. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, fantasy football follies, all fantasy, all football. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb, a.k.a. the Monkey Cage. Wow, what an incredible, what a fun week one of fantasy football. What a fun week of NFL action. Yo, I really don't know at this point whether or not I like fantasy better than real football. During the game Sunday, the ESPN site, which houses two of my leagues, the Stern League and the Alice in Chains Fantasy Football League that I'm in, which is for charity. The site went down, and I didn't feel like watching the games if I couldn't know what was happening with my real-life fantasy football teams. And I had to ask myself, what are you watching this for? Are you watching this because you're rooting for real teams or your own team? And when I dug deep, the answer is I'm watching it to root for my own fantasy football teams. I care about that more than the actual NFL until fantasy is over. Then I'm able to watch football as a fan. That being said, Sam Rapport Stereo Podcast, very, 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 very special episode of the Fantasy Football Follies. We have one of the faces of fantasy football, one of the people who helped bring fantasy football to the mainstream, Mr. Matthew Berry, ESPN's own fantasy football analyst. Now, Matthew Berry's probably laughing at home like, this fucking guy doesn't even know how to say analyst. All right, so I met Matthew Berry on the Stern Show, where we still compete. We're competitors in the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League, which Howard Stern has nothing to do with except for his name. In this league is Berry, Gorilla Lips, Gary, a.k.a. Baba Booey, a.k.a. Fafa Flunky. Also is John Hine, who might have surpassed Flunky with the tagline of the new millennium, hit him with the Hine. He's the co-host of the wrap-up show. He just can't get away from Gorilla. But you have to ask yourself, what's hipper? What's more new age? What's more nouveau? Hit him with the Hine or Baba Booey? Baba Booey is going to be hard to beat. But Jason Kaplan also works on the Stern Show, and a bunch of other fucks. Ben Bardo, Lisa Ann, former porn star, now fantasy football expert. Myself, Scott the Engineer, Will Murray, JD, the stuttering, stammering prick. Who am I forgetting? I think I might have covered anybody, all of them. Did I name everybody? Yeah, I think that's it. Scott Salem, Ben Bardo, Will, Lisa Ann, Matthew Berry, Gorilla Lips, John Hine, Jason Kaplan, JD, and myself. Yeah, it's 10 people. That's it. I know the whole fucking group by heart, which is, it's sad and pretty shameful that I realized that my life has come to that. All right, before I bring on Matthew Berry, let me explain some. People are thinking that we are arch rivals, that I do not like him personally. We have went at it on Twitter. We have went at it on the Stern Show. And people think that I do not like Mr. Berry. I fucking love Matthew Berry. I respect the shit out of him. He knows everything about fantasy football. How can I not respect him? How can I not be envious of him? How can I not give him all respect? Dude, he's really, truly one of the people that has helped push fantasy football to the mainstream. So we're getting a chance to sit down and talk to him. We're getting a chance. I'm getting a chance to sit down and talk to him on behalf of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. G. Moody, a.k.a. The 2015 Podcast Co-host of the Year, is not with me on this one. I'm flying solo on that ass. So I don't have any gripes with Matthew. We talk about that. I love him. I respect him. That being said, when we compete, rest assured, he might not say it publicly, but he wants to destroy me in fantasy football. He wants to kick my ass, and I want to kick his ass, just like anybody wants to kick anybody's ass that they're playing in fantasy football. That's just the nature of the beast. You want to win. You want to win big, and you want to kick your opponent's ass. You want to destroy them and humiliate them in a fantasy setting. But other than that, we're cool. I respect him again. And let's get into it with Matthew Berry right now. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. All right, this is a fucking big deal. My main man, Matthew Berry, the fantasy football beast of the East, the West, the North, and the South, is here at the IABs.
I'm excited to do your podcast, Michael, because as I understand it, we don't have to fact check here.
We don't fact check anything.
Exactly.
So and in your world.
Right. And I'm constantly having to fact check. So this is exciting for me.
Let me ask you a question. We don't have a lot of time.
Right.
Do you have to deal with other, I mean, you have to deal with people like me, but right. I think about your job a lot, and I think about, do you have to deal with like disgruntled fans on the street? Like, or even happy fans like, yo, I won my game, or I listened to you, I started Adrian Peterson, and blah, blah. Like, yeah, is that like a part of your everyday existence?
It's part of my existence. It happens much more online. So
right.
The people that are negative are much more online. The people that are that are like angry with my calls or whatever, like they'll tweet at me or they'll bitch about me on Reddit or something like that, right? But and when I meet people in public,
right,
they're generally like very right. positive and you know, I'm a fan and thank you for this call, and people are also very positive on Twitter too. I'll definitely get some of like either like Rapport's taking you down or you gotta shut Rapport up, you know. So I definitely get some of that. Like, you can tell when I meet somebody whether they're a Stern fan
right.
or not, depending on how they interact right. with me or not, you know.
Because right.
there's definitely a section of people that'll come up to me specifically because they've heard me or they've heard us on Stern, something like that.
And I'm gonna say it live here on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. I love and respect you, Matthew Berry.
Appreciate
people think that.
That
what goes on the Stern show, people think that the way I behave online on the I Am Rapport podcast, on Stern and whatever, is actually the full me all
right.
the time. Like, I'm ranting, raving, and talking shit
right.
all the time.
And I will say this. First off, you do talk a lot of shit
yes.
all the time.
Yes. And
I will just
but
say
it's,
this.
But we only had the context of fantasy.
Yes. I will say this. I can say this, and I will say this to your audience. And by the way, kudos to your audience, because I'm really impressed with your audience, because I see a lot of, they'll interact with me sometimes on Twitter, your audience and
yes.
that kind of stuff. And so you have a very passionate audience,
yes.
which is impressive, by the
yes.
way. That's not easy to build in this world.
Yes.
So I'm really impressed with the, and I saw on Twitter that, you know, because we follow each other, whatever, I saw that you're doing a league with your listeners, which I think is awesome.
It's fun. I'm the commissioner.
So that's what's been fun.
I'm a corrupt commissioner.
Well, I'll just say this. So yeah, you and I have, outside of fantasy football, you and I have had beers together.
Yes.
We've had meals together.
French
like,
fries.
Right. So
I think I paid. I don't know who paid. It was a cheap meal. It wasn't a high-end meal.
We should do that. We should do a high-end meal. And make Gary pay for it.
Yes, we'll make it on the Howard's, the Stern people.
But what I was going to say, Michael, is that. So no, I would say that you are, because I get asked that a lot. Like, how much of that is shtick with Michael? And I would say, Here's the legit answer that I give. I say it's legit to a point. Like, I'm like, outside of fantasy football, he's totally normal. You can have a beer with him. You can hang out with him. Like, he's a charming guy. He's a he's a funny guy.
He's a regular person.
You can have a normal conversation. You and I, I've never told this story publicly. I ran into you at the All-Star game,
yes.
the NBA All-Star game,
yes.
Backstage. You were very nice to my kid.
Yes.
I brought my kid over,
yes.
and we said hello. So yeah, outside, but within
fantasy brings out the
yes.
juvenile infant in
yes.
me.
Yes,
and I'm sure a lot of people.
You're not alone. I write a column every year called like That Guy, and sometimes
right.
you are that guy.
Of
so
course.
You, I will say on the positive side of it, though, what's been exciting for me to see is seeing you sort of grow. And so I love the fact, here, I'll compliment you here for a second. So the first year I ever met you was a year before the Stern Show League.
Yes.
And you and I emailed a few times because you were doing a league with your kid.
Yes.
You and I emailed a few times
yes.
privately, and you were doing a league with your kid. And then you joined the Stern Show League, but your kid and his friend were sort of running the draft.
Yes.
You did it mostly to
yes.
like sort of bond with your son.
They were really young.
Yeah, and they were like 12, right? Or something
11.
Like that. 11, right. And so, but over the course of years, and you were just more like, it's just fun. It's fun to get on the radio. It's fun to talk a little trash, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The kids do the picking or whatever like that. But you've now come full circle where, in addition to, like, you draft, I sent you this note privately, and I'll say it here on your podcast. That was you had the best draft I've seen you have in the 3 years we've been drafting
for
together.
For sure.
You had a great draft. You really had a really good draft in our league. I was hoping you would screw it up. You didn't.
No.
You had a great draft. You did really, really well.
Don't you think the Stern League doesn't need 18? Why do we do 18 picks?
Well, we only have 10 teams, so it's a little bit. So that's why. I
okay.
think 10 teams is a little bit small. I the deeper rosters.
Do you? Because
yeah.
don't you think it sort of loses something in free and in pickups? Like, you know, like.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it all depends on how you want to play. But it's all sort of even. I mean, I just did a 16-team league, which I mean, you're drafting anyone with a pulse, you know. So I don't mind the 18 team rosters, you know, especially since we play three wide receivers.
Right.
So we did two running backs, three wide receivers. But in addition to drafting really well in the Stern League, you're doing your own show on Sirius
Yes.
XM. You know, I've seen now, because I follow you on Twitter, so I know you're doing a league with your podcast listeners.
Yes.
I know you're doing the league with like Sabathia and Wale and all
yes,
those guys,
yes.
The Mike Kaiser League, but
yes.
Kaiser's a mutual friend of
yes.
ours. You're doing the Allison Chains, you're doing the Allison Chains
yes.
League. I was in that league last year. So you've now gone from a guy that was just like
knew nothing. No, literally
and
nothing.
Yeah. And to a guy that's now like in four or five leagues and giving advice on the radio. And you've done it in like 3 years, which is really impressive, Michael. So I have to give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that, you know, first of all, one of the greatest things about falling in love with fantasy football is it completely revitalizes my love for the NFL as a whole.
Sure.
Because as a fan, if you're like, I'm a Giants fan. The Giants win. And then you'll watch, you know, the Monday
right.
night game or the Sunday night game. But for me, like now that I've started playing fantasy, I know, so I never
right.
knew this much about the NFL. And I never had an appreciation of, you know, everybody knows like the first round players, the second round players,
right.
the star guys, but like the third, fourth tier guys, the rookies, the
right.
sleeper guys that you're watching them emerge right in front of your eyes. That to me is the most fun
yeah.
about fantasy.
Now suddenly you care about Matt Jones.
Right. Exactly.
And a year ago, you wouldn't have cared about, you wouldn't even know who he was.
And Tajay Sharp,
right.
Tajay Sharp is a part of my, like every 3 days I mention Tajay Sharp.
Right.
If Tajay Sharp came up and smacked my face, I wouldn't know who, would you be able to pick Tajay Sharp out
no.
of the lineup?
No.
But he's a part of your life.
Of course, I've got to talk about him.
So I love that. All right, because we got to go, we're at the ESPN up front. I want to publicly once again say, I love Matt Berry. I respect Matt Berry. Matthew Berry is one of amongst a handful of people who have brought the fun and fantasy football to the mainstream.
Oh, thank you.
And let me ask you one more question before
yeah.
I let you go and before we go.
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine when you were playing fantasy football the first time you did it that it would become such a... I mean, it's incredible that it's competitive with actual NFL coverage.
It really is. No,
did
it's
you
all
ever
stupid.
Imagine
never,
that?
Never in a million years. I mean, so Michael, I mean, just think about like I grew up a Howard Stern fan, right? For 25 years, the odds that like what fantasy football has brought me, the odds that I would ever get on the Howard Stern show and multiple times, you know, the fact that I just last week I was at Jay-Z's draft, which I've done for 5 years. That's how I know Kaiser, right?
Right.
The fact that I would sit next to Jay-Z for 3.5 hours, which I do every year.
That's crazy.
Right. That's it. What in what universe should I ever be sitting in the same room with Jay-Z? But I am because of fantasy football. So, and I've had tremendous amounts of experiences. Honestly, like, look, fantasy football got me to ESPN, and at ESPN is where I met my wife, and now I have my kids. So, I mean, like, without fantasy football, I don't have my family.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Like, it's brought me so much. And, you know, I get asked all the time, like, oh, is this your dream job, right? You're the fantasy guy for ESPN. Is this your dream job? And I'm like, no, because when I was dreaming of jobs, like,
this would be on the dream job.
Right, of course.
Who would have ever thought
that you could make
a living, a real good living,
talking fake football on TV. Right? You never know.
You never know. And you know, that's crazy when you think about it.
Well,
that's insane.
So I've had so many incredible stupid experiences, you know, in terms of people that I know or people that I've met or things that I've gotten to do. Even just working at ESPN, even the fact that I'm on national television—I mean, look at me! Like the
it's
fact
crazy.
That
like
right.
you're part of the NFL, like I said,
right.
Real football and fantasy football, they sort of they're one and the same.
Yeah, I was at a. I'll just this sounds sort of name droppy, but I'll tell
name
the story
drop
real
the
quick.
Names.
No, but I'll right real quick. So I was at an ESPY party a couple of years ago, like maybe 4 years ago, something like that, and Aaron Rodgers is there. And I'm not a big, like, you know, star fucker or anything
right.
like that, but it's Aaron Rodgers, right? And I'm a big fan of his, and, like, one of the other odds I'm ever going to get a chance to meet Aaron Rodgers. So I'm trying to figure out how to meet Aaron Rodgers without being all douchey about it, right? And so I'm standing there talking with my friend, and he's talking with a girl. This is pre-Olivia Munn,
right,
you know,
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
And so, like, I don't want to screw that up either. So I'm trying to figure out exactly how I work this, right? And my friend's like, come on, let's leave. I'm like, no, you got to stand here so I don't seem all creepy and stalkery, which I was being, but like I'm trying not to act that way. So I'm sitting there figuring out, all of a sudden, like Aaron notices me out of the side of his head, and he just reaches out and says, hey, Matthew. and pulls me into his conversation. And I'm just like, the hell do you know who I am?
You're having an out-of-body experience.
Right. And how the hell do you know who I am? And Rogers is like, you know, I watch ESPN and HBO. That's all I watch. And, you know, and just and then literally he had seen like a show I'd done the week before. And he says, I really liked what you were saying about Boom. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Right? So like one of the best guys ever. Just
that's cool.
Aaron Rodgers. But just like that's. You know, like the odds that somebody like him.
Aaron Rodgers, Jay-Z in regards to fantasy football.
Know who I am.
That's nuts.
Right? It's stupid.
Crazy.
It's stupid. I mean, we're doing for our podcast. I'll give a shout out to the Fantasy Focus podcast. We're doing a celeb league for our podcast. And like Kevin Durant, Dale Jr.
Shit.
Chelsea Handler is in it. Jim Parsons, Ike Barinholtz, Miles Teller, like all these like.
Why don't you sick me on these people? I'd bring them.
No, I can't put you. It's a peaceful league. I can't bring you in. It's Disney. It's family friendly.
All right, fine.
You are not family friendly.
All right, fine.
I love you, but you're not family friendly.
All right, Matthew, thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, and thank you to the
The Rapper Pack. The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Time Magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. That's what you call a money-back true guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Made in America. King-size mattress could cost you up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. If you want a really good mattress, king-size, only $950. Go to Casper.com, Casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. You get $50 off an already fair-priced, great product. Casper Mattress. All right, this is guys I don't like and guys that I do like for week two, okay? Guys that I like for week two. We're just 2 weeks into it. Huh. We're just getting started. Steve Smith and Joe Flacco led the Ravens in targets against a bruising Bills team, but had a poor game. Okay? He was knocking the rust off. I expect them to come out firing at Cleveland. Flacco is back. Joe Flacco, remember him? Super Bowl MVP? He's back. He's doing big things. If Carson Wentz could tear up Cleveland in his first career, Joe Flacco is going to be licking his chops. All right, Carson Wentz. I didn't even think that guy was going to get a point. He looked fantastic against the Cleveland defense. All right, so I expect big things from Joe Flacco. I expect big things from Steve Smith Sr. Guys, I like for week two. I happen to have this guy on my team, but this is for everybody. Delanie Walker, who's on my fantasy football team, who did not show out last week, is going up against the Detroit Lions, who allowed the most TDs to tight ends last year and were exposed by the Colts' passing attack in week one. Delanie, I need big things. A lot of people drafted you, okay? A lot of people drafted you. I don't hold it against you. Your name's Delanie. You got guns. I like you, Delanie. Everybody needs big things out of you. And Shane Vereen, sneaky flex play as the Giants are home against the Saints. I expect Shane Vereen to do it. I like what I saw for him in the limited action against the Cowboys. I think the Giants are going to open up the pass game against the notoriously weak New Orleans Saints defense. They don't care about defense. They just want to have a shootout. Who that? Who that? Who that? All right, guys, I don't like for week two, James White. You disappointed me. All right, everybody was talking about you in week one. James White, he's a sleeper. Forget LeGarrette Blount. Go for James White. Well, in week two, go for LeGarrette Blount. He's gonna get it going this week. Frankie Gore. Frank, I like you. Frank the Tank, you're playing in Mile High against that defense. This is not going to be good for you, okay? That offensive line, Mile High Stadium, Vaughn Miller, he's hopped up on MVP juice. He's made $97 million. He's got his cowboy boots on. Oh, and Vaughn Miller, we're going to discuss you and your Wheezy cleats in just a minute. Don't think I forgot. Brock Osweiler, didn't they just pay you $177 million? Huh? You got your first real test now. Now it's going to get real. You got the KC defense. I got my faith in Will Fuller was rewarded this past weekend, but KC saw Brock last year when he came in for the ineffective Peyton Manning for the first time. I expect Andy Reid to throw the kitchen sink against him. All right? I expect everything, including the kitchen sink. Not everything except the kitchen sink. I expect Andy Reid to throw an actual kitchen sink at Brock Osweiler in week two. Okay? It's going to be tough. I'm a little concerned about that, about him. He still seems shaky to me. He still seems like a backup quarterback starting games. That's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Those are the guys I like. Those are the guys I don't like in week two. Okay? It is what it is.
To Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Von Miller, I love you. You're the centerpiece for the Denver Broncos defense that I drafted earlier than most teams drafted defenses. I love you. I like your glasses. I like your cowboy boots. I like your commercials. I like your dancing. I like that you won MVP. I like that you like to kick Cam Newton's ass, although I love Cam Newton. I like you, but you're bugging. You're wiling out. You really, really want to risk playing in Yeezy cleats? You really think that's safe? You're going to fuck around and be coming for a sack, and your foot's going to just fall off. Now, I hope that doesn't happen, okay? I hope that doesn't happen, but you really want to play professional? You really want to be the guinea pig to be wearing Yeezy cleats? Have you tested them shits? Or are they even football functional? They look crazy. They don't look dope. I'm sure you're getting paid out the ass, and that's great, but I'm just worried about like an ankle sprain or a tweak. Be careful out there, okay? And if I'm bringing up Von Miller and Cam Newton, yo, are they trying to kill Cam Newton? Because that game against Denver, that was criminal. Yo, you know that the hits that Cam Newton took in one game versus Denver, if they even looked at Tom Brady that way, flags would be called. If they even breathe on Tom Brady, flags would be called. Cam Newton was getting beaten up the entire game and nothing. Helmet to helmet contact a few times. I want to give a shout out to Will Murray in the Stern League also. You had CJ Anderson on your bench. That was a good call. That was smart. That was good. And Gronk, are you playing this year? Is that the Patriot way that we draft you? Everybody's, you know, hooting and hollering and drafting you in the first round. Like, well, he's not like a normal tight end. He's the Gronk. And then you disappoint. You don't even play. And where did this injury happen? And you just tell us now? You know how many hearts you broke? You know how many fantasy teams lost because of you, Gronkowski, and the Patriot way? Shame on you. Shame on your coach. Okay? Shame on you guys. Whew. It was a fantastic week for me in fantasy. I play in three leagues, as I told you. I'm in the Allison Chains Charity League, which has cats from the Allison Chains group. My man Duff from Guns N' Roses. I say my man Duff. But, you know, when you see, like, the drummer from Guns N' Roses, even though, like, I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses, you're like, oh, this dude's in Guns N' Roses. Like, that's like a big fucking group. It's a dope league. Mike Fabiano and I went at it head-to-head. Mike Fabiano is another guru, another NFL fantasy football insider, expert, and he lost to me, the Gringo Man Dingo. He went down in a ball of flames, and he's probably just charring off and dusting himself off for next week. Shout out to you, Mike Fabiano. Now you know what it's like to dance with the dingo. Huh. It ain't pretty, is it? It wasn't what you thought it would be, was it? But we had a good game. I like Mike a lot. He's a good dude, good sense of humor. But he took an L to me. And then I'm in this money league where there's big stakes. This is a league with the rapper Wale, whose squad balled out. I didn't play him. I played some nameless, faceless dude. I didn't even know who I played, but I cracked that ass real proper. My team did good. That's the league that I have CJ Anderson in. He got busy. You know, it is what it is. The Gringo Mandingo, Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. That Thing's Big, a.k.a. Make It Stop, Make It Stop. We go through league after league, and we kick ass and don't take names. As much as it means to me to win in my money league, and there's real money to be won, the pain and suffering that it feels to lose to anybody in my baby, in my blood, sweat, and guts league, the Howard Stern league, it's indescribable. I lost in a barn burner, okay? I lost in a high-scoring shootout to Jason Kaplan, who I call El Capitan, who's also the commissioner of the Stern League. Hashtag collusion. Hashtag how can a commissioner be playing a civilian like myself? Never ever trust a commissioner that plays in his own league. I don't care what your situation is. We could hire a commissioner. It's the Howard Stern League. Okay, let's hire a third party to be the commissioner. I don't trust you, Kaplan. Okay, but he beat me. He beat the shit out of me. So while I was winning my other two leagues, I was losing to Jason Kaplan. My quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, week one, he behaved and played like Aaron Rodgers. It was 110 degrees on the field in Jacksonville, and Aaron Rodgers still had three touchdown passes. He's the anchor of the lineup. As long as his receivers can stay healthy, he will continue to be the anchor of my lineup. He will continue to be Mr. Consistent. Aaron Rodgers, just do yourself a favor. When you're on TV with Bill Simmons for any given Sunday, don't wear a leather jacket, Duke. It's July. You look nuts. You're not the Fonz. I said it once. I'll say it again. All right? But that's my matchup this week. I expect to win. I go into every fantasy football match expecting to win, win, win. And in the immortal words of the great Vince Lombardi, show me a good loser, and I'll show you a good loser. I'm not sure what that means or if it makes sense, but I like saying it. All right, yo, the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast World Tour continues Friday, October 14th in Las Vegas. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada at Vinyl at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And then Sunday, October 16th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. The World Tour continues. Tickets are available now at www.iamrapoporttour.com. That's www.iamrapoporttour.com. Yo, I'm trying to become an ordained minister so I can marry somebody in Vegas, on stage, live. Who wants to get hitched by the Gringo Mandingo? October 14th at the Hard Rock Casino at the place called Vinyl. You want to get hitched? I'll become an ordained minister. I'll hitch you for free. All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We're back. We're doing big things. All right, we're going to introduce a new segment. Okay, and then I'm going to break down my fantasy prowess for the week. But the new segment is That'll Get You Benched. All right? That'll Get You Benched is a new segment. So basically, like Graham Cano. I'm probably not saying his name right. But why should I say the name right of a field goal kicker from a team that lost one game last season, had to sleep on that all offseason, all summer, had victory in its sight, and then gets iced, gets played out, and then misses the field goal to lose the game. Graham Cano. That'll get you benched, Duke. If I'm the coach, I don't give a shit how many field goals you've made in the past. You don't play the next game. You sit your ass on the bench. And since you're a kicker and you don't do shit anyway, you become a replacement field goal kicker / towel boy. You're handing people towels, okay? So if you fuck up, that's the name of this segment. That'll get you benched. Mike McCoy. Yes, coaches can get benched too. You're off to a hot start. You go up big in the first half. You got your franchise running back running hard. He gets into the end zone twice in the first half. You're up 21-3. 21-3, Mike McCoy. 21-3. Everybody should be able to relax. But not you, not you. Then for some reason, I don't know why, I don't know if you're in with the mob, you completely change the plan. Danny Woodhead, who I like, becomes your lead back. Melvin Gordon, who's kicking ass for my team, barely sees the field, the pace picks up, and you blow an 18-point lead to your division rivals? Do us a favor, take your clipboard, walk to the bench, and put your clipboard on the bench, put your head down, and sit on it, okay? Because that kind of coaching, that'll get you benched, okay? You should be sitting right on the bench next week. We could bench coaches here in fantasy football, all right? Number two, that'll get you benched, is a tickle fight. A tickle fight before an NFL game between bloodshed rivals, the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Two star wide receivers meet and greet each other by tickling each other. The horror, the horror, the horror. Dez Bryant and Odell Beckham, division rivals, and you guys are rolling around tickling each other before a game. Then you go out and have a combined 5 catches for 81 yards. Dez, you catch one ball for 8 yards and you have a pregame tickle fight? Yo, my man, that will get you benched. And you know Odell's gonna have a big second week because, listen, I know he's happy that my man Victor Cruz was out there scoring touchdowns, and I know that Odell Beckham, along with every single other football fan and New York Giants fan, was happy to see Victor Cruz come out week one, catch a big touchdown, and also Odell Beckham was probably happy that Sterling Shepard, rookie receiver, scored his first touchdown. But little Odell is probably not happy that he didn't get the ball. He knows he was a top 3 fantasy pick. He didn't really get it popping off. He didn't really do much. So you know he threw a little hissy fit, and he's going to demand the ball, as he should. As he should. He's that dude. Week 2. So if you have Odell on your fantasy team, expect big things from him in week 2. Kenny Stills. Do I even need to say why you're getting benched? You're wide open, Duke. You're so wide open that you felt like you felt like the nothingness around you. You thought that was defenders. No, that was just air. You fucked up. That'll get you benched, Kenny Stills. You played yourself. Okay, you disappointed everybody. And the Dolphins somehow were in that game versus the Seahawks, but Kenny Stills, I know you didn't sleep good. Okay, that kind of playing, that kind of mishap, dropping the ball when you're all alone, you're so alone, you feel like you're in a crowd, that'll get you benched. But the obvious pick of the week was Terrence Williams. Terrence. You failed to run out of bounds with no timeouts and 7 seconds on the clock, down by 1. You ain't a rookie, Duke. This ain't your first rodeo. Know the situation. Know your role. Get your mind right. Your mental mistake cost you the game and spoiled Dez Bryant's stat line of 1 catch for 8 yards. Terrence Williams, that'll get you benched. If I'm the coach, yeah, you're benched.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, again, I want to thank my man Matthew Berry for joining me on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. I appreciate it. I want to thank all the people that played me on DraftKings. We're going to do it again. If you want a soft-ass Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirt, 10% off. Okay, go to districtlines.com/IronRapport. You get 10% off using the promo code Rapport. All right, we got hard body karate t-shirts, smash mouth fantasy football t-shirts, stickman t-shirts. If you're in fantasy football, how could you not have a stickman t-shirt on? Everybody needs a stickman t-shirt if you think you're about that life in fantasy football. I mean, let's be serious, all right? 10% off at districtlines.com/IamRapaport. Again, if you want to play me in DraftKings, if you want to dance with the dingo, you know where to find me. I'm easy to find. I won some. I lost some. I'll be back doing it again and again to the guys that beat the dingo. Okay, it happens. To the guys that lost, like me, on Sunday, in the daily fantasy matchups. Listen, it happens to the best, but we danced. Oh, yeah. We danced. and we can continue to dance at www.draftkings.com/IamRapaport. You think, oh, you know nothing about fantasy football, Rappaport. You don't know anything. Your son and your 14-year-old guru, they do everything for you. Well, you wanna get in the monkey cage? www.draftkings.com/IamRapaport. All right, we got a new page on DraftKings. They're sculpting it for us. Multiple tournaments, contests, head-to-head contests with me, leaderboards. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be epic. You wanna dance with the dingo? Huh? Who needs Dancing with the Stars when you could dance with me? Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, weekly. This is the Fantasy Football Follies, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and we're done.